Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting second. The second baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting third. The center fielder, Fred Valentine. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Frank Howard. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Cap Peterson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ken Harrelson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken McMullen. Batting eighth. The catcher, Paul Casanova. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pete Rickard. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Pete Rickard. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ken Berry. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting sixth. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy John. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy John. And now, play ball. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ward throws the ball into Hansen, who tags Brinkman trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a fly ball into center field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee strikes out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson strikes out. One out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson strikes out. Two outs. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Allen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a fly ball into right field. Peterson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard strikes out. Two outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brinkman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Berry takes first base on ball 4. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Berry. The throw from Casanova and he is safe. Berry steals second. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. Buford hits a fly ball into center field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with John covering, for the out. One out. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-1 in the game. Valentine hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Senators. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-1 in the game. Howard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 0-for-1 in the game. Peterson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-1 in the game. Agee hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Agee. The throw from Casanova and he is safe. Agee steals second. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Agee moves to third. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-1 in the game. Adair hits a fly ball into right field. Peterson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Agee tags and scores. Two outs. It's Senators, 1, White Sox, 1. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0-for-1 in the game. Josephson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrelson strikes out. 1 out. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0 for 1 in the game. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 0 for 1 in the game. Casanova strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrelson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCraw for the out. 2 outs. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0 for 1 in the game. John hits a fly ball into center field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Pete Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 0 for 1 in the game. Rickard strikes out. 1 out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brinkman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brinkman moves to second. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to second for the out. Brinkman moves to third. 2 outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Howard takes first base on ball 4. Valentine moves to second. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 0 for 2 in the game. Peterson hits a fly ball into left field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Barry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Barry hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Allen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 2 in the game. Buford hits a fly ball into right field. Peterson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 2 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0 for 2 in the game. McMullen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harrelson moves to third. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 0 for 2 in the game. Casanova hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Pete Rickert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickert is 0 for 2 in the game. Rickert hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to home to get Harrelson. Casanova moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Brinkman hits a fly ball into right field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. Ward strikes out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Adair takes first base on ball 4. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 2 in the game. Josephson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Adair moves to second. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 2 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Allen for the out. One out. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Valentine hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, with John covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 2 in the game. McCraw hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Skowron pinch hits for Tommy John. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rickert fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Berry hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Locker now pitching. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 0 for 3 in the game. Peterson strikes out. One out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Harrelson hits a fly ball into right field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McMullen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 0 for 3 in the game. Casanova hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Locker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Hank Aaron now playing left field. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 3 in the game. Buford hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first, with Rickard covering, for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 3 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrelson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ward for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Chance pinch hits for Pete Rickard. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance hits a fly ball into right field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Locker fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bernie Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Aaron hits a fly ball into left field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Humphreys now pitching. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Adair hits a fly ball into left field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 3 in the game. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Aaron scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 3 in the game. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. Al Weiss pinch runs for Ron Hansen. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 3 in the game. McCraw takes first base on ball 4. Weiss moves to second. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Bob Locker. Darryl Knowles now pitching. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a fly ball into left field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Al Weiss now playing shortstop. Dennis Higgins now pitching. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Valentine takes first base on ball 4. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron strikes out. One out. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 0 for 4 in the game. Peterson hits a fly ball into right field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Harrelson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Valentine moves to third. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. McMullen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Berry. McMullen reaches second base with a double. Valentine scores. Harrelson goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Senators. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 0-for-4 in the game. Casanova hits a line drive towards first. McCrow reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Berry takes first base on ball 4. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-4 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Agee strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.